Welcome to the Expect Success Podcast, a presentation of georgebollock.com with your host, George Bollock. This podcast is for all things personal development. Don't expect success, prepare for it. Please welcome your host, George Bollock.
Welcome to Expect Success at georgebollock.com. Now, in addition to listening to our podcast, you could also view the video format on YouTube at georgetube.com. Dennis Waitley is one of America's most respected authors, keynote lecturers, and productivity consultants on high-performance human achievement. He's inspired, informed, challenged, and entertained audiences for over 25 years, from the boardrooms of multinational corporations to locker rooms of world-class athletes and in meeting rooms of thousands of conventioners throughout the world. And in this short clip, Dennis talks about ways to live a long and fulfilling life. Listen to Dennis.
Well, you know, a long and fulfilling life is possible if you keep it simple. But it's not easy, but it is simple. Find out what you love to do and do it as early as you can. If possible, dust off your childhood. Remember what you loved to do when you were 7 to 17. What really turned you on? What were you excited about when you were little? When you were in junior high and high school? And then what do you love to do now most in your work? What really turns you on when you get to the office or the factory or wherever you go to work? But more importantly, what do you love to do when you're not working? What do you love to do after work and on Friday night and on Saturday and when you're resting on Sunday? And if you didn't need money and if time was not a problem and circumstances allowed, what would you begin doing that you'd love to do? The secret to a long and fulfilling life is to love what you do by doing what you love, by delivering more than you promise, and making sure that you give more in value than you receive in payment. And people will be seeking you for what you're giving to them. And the secret then is your name and work will outlive you and always command the highest price when you give more than you expect to receive. So the best way to go through life is always looking at your failures as learning experiences, temporary inconveniences, target corrections. I look at failure as fertilizer. Doesn't smell good, don't want to be around it, don't want to roll in it. But if you plant your failures as a growing ground, your failures can become the seeds of greatness, things not to repeat, things that you can learn from. And therefore, I look at failure as the fertilizer of my life. And it was easy for me to fail. I've had a lot of failures. And I wasn't afraid to fail because I knew that I had failed and it was something that I could do all the time. But then I finally learned that if you don't fail, you won't know the meaning of success. And therefore, you can't succeed unless you know how it feels to fail, because you wouldn't recognize it if you had it. So failure is a detour, not a dead end. And then one of the most important things of all is to make sure you chase your passion, not your pension. In other words, the passion, this intrinsic desire, this fire that burns inside of you has to come out. It's not the money you want to chase. Let money chase you. And that's the way to have money. Let money be your slave, but never be a slave to money. Because money is only transportation and the fuel for your marvelous space shuttle. Money's fuel, and it takes you where you want to go. Does you no good to collect it, only to use it, especially for the benefit of people other than yourself. So again, to live as long as you can, because you always have something more. Another mountain, another adventure, another idea. And that's what I do. I really learn from Gandhi. I live today as if I might die tomorrow. But I learn and I yearn as if I'm going to live forever by always looking for the next opportunity. And by doing that, I always have another goal, something more to do. And I think that's one of the secrets of living long. Never to retire, only to retry, re-inspire, and look at yourself as a work of art always in progress. Because you never arrive at success. You're always under construction on that road to the top. That, I think, is the real secret. Keep it simple, even though it's not easy.
That's awesome. Now, for more from Dennis Waitley, simply search YouTube and be sure to go to his website, DennisWaitley.com. His book and one of my personal favorites, Psychology of Winning, is available at his website and or Amazon.com. And remember, as the late, great Jim Rohn used to say, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Today, you've been hanging out with Dennis Waitley. Keep up the momentum. Subscribe to our newsletter so you never miss another episode. We'll catch you on the next show, and thanks a million for listening. See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Expect Success Podcast with your host, George Bollig. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please rate, subscribe, and review. And find more great content online at georgebollig.com and on Facebook and Twitter at George Bollig. We'll catch you next time. And remember, don't just expect success, prepare for it.